Dreamscape presents Death by Chocolate Malted Milkshake by Sarah Graves. Narrated by Susan Boyce. 1. Flailing his arms wildly, Eastport, Maine's local bad boy, Toby Moran, flew out the front door of the Rubber Ducky Bar and Grill as if shoved hard from behind. Or possibly he'd been kicked. Staggering, he snarled something ugly over his shoulder at the waterfront drinking establishment he'd been ejected from. Then he stumbled unsteadily through the gathering dusk toward the paved path overlooking the harbor and the fishing pier beyond. I watched from my seat at one of the big round tables by the front window in the Pickled Herring on Water Street across from the Duck. Around me, the savory aromas of roasting, grilling, and sautéing mingled with whiffs of seawater drifting in through the open front door. Outside, it was a lovely, late spring evening, the kind that often lured unwary visitors into buying old houses here. Right now, in fact, a pair of them strolled unsuspectingly, hand in hand, on the other side of the Herring's window. "Architecturally unspoiled," I heard one of them saying in reverent tones as they went by. "And so affordable," the other agreed brightly. "Yeah, and there's a reason for both those things," I thought, sipping my Irish coffee and remembering the days when I, too, was as innocent as a little lamb. Back then, I'd bought one of the big old houses here, then spent years fixing it up. Not to mention nearly every penny that I'd possessed. But there'd been little choice, since the house, 14 rooms, 48 old double-hung windows,